It's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, for the next 2 hours. We have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program, and listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. Right now, we're going to get it started with one by Josiah Queen. Dusty Bibles.
We got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey, I've been fine. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy. Can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got
awesome song by Josiah Queen, a song that reminds us that we truly need to be in God's Word, because that's the only way that we can be fed. That's the only way that we can know more of the heart of God, so that we can live a servant's heart for Him. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you as you read His Word, so that you can gather His truth, so that you can share it with the world. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and right now I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church. Everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by the House of Worship, and it's a song called I Could Sing of Your Love Forever.
I could sing of your love. Foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the lies, they will dance with joy like we're dancing. I could sing of your love. forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
When we experience the love of the Father that draws us in, and then we look and see how that love was displayed upon the cross as he took my sin and your sin to the cross, and he poured out his blood so that, well, that we could have forgiveness of sin, a love that took the brutal beating so that we could be healed, and a love that, well, that rose from the grave so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven, so that we could have that personal walk with our Lord and Savior, because he is alive. And when we think about his love, when we experience his love, well, we could sing about it forever, because it changes the love that we have then for the Father and for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It leads us in our next song. It's by Colton Dixon. And it's a song called, The Love I Have for You.
Woke up feeling anxious, happens on occasion. Feelings I don't deal with overflowing from the basement. I think I've hit a limit. God, it's been a minute. Couple heartbreaks, couple hard days since I paid you a visit. So here I am, back again, asking how I'm ever gonna make it out. You told me once, you told me twice, you say it again a thousand times. What the love I have for you in a mile. Going through the motions, missing all the moments. Time flies and like that I'm right back to broken. But you told me once, you told me twice, you say it again a thousand times. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can move. In the dark I'll be the light, in the fight I'm by your side. When you're truth, the love that I have for you, it's river wide, it's to the moon. You'll be alright, you'll make it. With the love I have for you, ain't a mountain you can't move. In the dark I'll be the light, in the fight I'm by your side. When you're weak I'll be strong, you're hallelujah. With the love I have for you.
take my life and let it be my soul devoted, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and all my days, make them endless praise. Take my heart and let it move in spirit and in truth for the glory of your name.
Every breath that we take should be a hallelujah to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, it's about giving Him all the praise, all the glory. In 1 Timothy 1:17, it says, "All honor and glory to God forever and ever. He is the eternal King, the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God." You know, as every day, we give all glory and honor, all praise, all worship to the one true living, holy God. The one who is, who always was, and who is still to come. He is the Almighty One. You see, He is still on His throne. He is still over all. And we need to remember His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, just as Isaiah tells us. And so when we see things play out before us, we see Scripture happening before us, and we give Him honor and glory because we know that He is in control. Psalm 16:8 says, "I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for He is right beside me." You see, we are to fear not, because he is in control and he is right beside us. Psalms 47:8 says, God reigns above the nations, sitting on his holy throne. Psalms 24:8, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord invincible in battle. We give all honor, all glory to the one true living God. May your life be a life of worship to him alone. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by The Belonging Company, and it's a song called Still on the Throne. There is only one who is in control. One King, one Lord, one Savior.
We will not be shaken.
when we are made new in Christ Jesus, we are reborn in the Spirit of God. And just as Paul says in Galatians 2:20, it says, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." You see, because we are born in the Spirit of God, we have a resurrection story. You see, we are alive forevermore. We will never experience the second death, but we will be raised to life forevermore. 1 Corinthians 15:23 says, "But there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back." Are you looking forward to his return? You know, the awesome thing about it is, you know, when he returns, it doesn't matter if we are alive then or still living. Because his word tells us that the dead in Christ shall be raised from the grave first. And then those who are here, who are in Christ Jesus, will be caught up in the air with him. And we will meet him in the air, face to face. What an awesome day that's going to be. 1 Peter 1, 3, 5, and 15 through 16 says, "All praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again. Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, now we live with great expectations, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure, undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy, for the scripture says you must be holy because I am holy." You see, our new life begins now, and it lasts for all eternity. You see, because we have placed our faith in Jesus Christ alone, he will protect us from the darkness, the evil one, until we are in his presence. So our life should represent his holiness that lives within us. We do this by living a life of obedience, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in the path of righteousness that goes. And as we go, we proclaim Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of our life. You see, this is our resurrection story. He is alive. You know, there is only one true living God. All other gods are false. You can't worship other gods because they're not there to worship. They're dead. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, rose from the grave, conquering sin and death. And now we can have a personal walk with him because he is alive, seated at the right hand of God the Father. And John tells us he's preparing a place for us. And when it's ready, he will return for his children. That's our resurrection story. Jesus has cleansed me and made me whole. And I am his child forever. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Phil Wickham. And it's a song called Resurrection Story.
I was a thief upon the cross. I was a beggar on the street. Like a blind man crying out, "Is there someone to help me see?" Then you arrived, opened up my eyes. Just wanna
changed. It's getting harder to recognize the person I was before I encountered Christ. I don't walk like I used to, and I don't talk like I used to. I've been washed from the inside. I've been washed from the inside out.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Jay Walker, Worship, a song called I Thank God.
Place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. I tried with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I to believe my dad.
lost another one. I am free. I am free.
Got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. A long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple bad words come alive. And you realize he's working on me. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing. My God is, he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece.
Little bit of Crowder, song called Steel. You know, when we dig into God's holy and living word, you know, there isn't one day that passes by that he still isn't working on us, that he's showing more of his love and his mercy to us, more of his grace to us. But yet he shows us his heart. And when he shows us his heart, by digging into his holy and living word, what gives us a desire to live that life of obedience to him, to give him all glory and honor with our life. Right now we got one by Seth Schleter, song called Won't Start Now.
I've never seen a morning the sun forgot to rise. In every single detail, you're faithful every time. I've never lived a moment that you weren't by my side. Cause you've never made a promise, turned around and changed your mind. You've never left me in the cold, never hurt me or let me go. You never have before, and you won't start now. Be abandoned in the dead of night. I'll never have to worry if I'll be alright. I'll never have to wonder if I'm on your mind. I'll never see a breakthrough come that isn't right on time. I know I won't be on my own. Whatever comes, you've never let me walk alone. Not even once, and you won't start now.
Song is in my head, it goes do 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 do, and the scene's already set. I can see the skies open, them windows coming down. My heart's on things above while keeping 2 feet on the ground. And all I know, ain't no way this place is my home. I got heaven on my mind, I got people waiting by. Close my eyes and I can see, dancing on them.
I'm not afraid to die. days are all through. You try and find me, I'll try and find you. When this world's behind me and we see it's all true, you'll know where to find me. I know that I'll find you in heaven. I'll come and find you.
A bit of Toby Mac there for you, a song called Heaven on My Mind. You know, when we have heaven on our mind, we are looking forward to the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What an awesome God that we have. One day, he shall return for his children. Right now, we got one by Ann Wilson, a song called God's Story.
I've gone where the hopeless goes. The dead end of a broken road. And I've learned there's a place so low you can't see a way out. Been stuck in a ditch so deep. Thought it might be the end of me. But I'm still here and there could only be one way out. My life is a God story. God, I tell the world.
You know, when we come unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you know we have a God story because we see how his love draws us in through the Holy Spirit. And when we, well, when we answer that knock on our heart's door and we ask Jesus to be Lord and Savior of our life, when we place our faith alone in him, you see, we are healed and made whole in Jesus' name. We are anointed with the Spirit of God, and we have a God story to tell, because it's how God saved us by His grace. What an awesome God that we have. Right now, we got one by Jeremy Camp and Skillet. It's a song called No Survivors.
I'm at war with my humanity, trying to reclaim my sanity. Nothing in my veins but vanity. It's the same old, same old. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. Tell the old me I'm not missing me. He can call, but I'm not listening. Give me closer to the light. Somebody tell my enemies there's nowhere left to hide. You told me it's your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WPXC 104.1 FM in Punxsutawney. And this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, I'm going to give you one by Zach Williams. A song called Hello Hallelujah.
It's been a little while since we talked. I guess my life just got too busy trying to fill up all the empty. I ran away so far that I got lost. Guess I forgot that you were with me. I'm so sorry, please forgive me. And it sure feels good to see you, my old friend. I'm broken, but I'm lifting up these hands. Hello, hallelujah. I've been away for way too long, building a kingdom of my own. Turn these sorrows into songs. I was running, now I'm home. Goodbye to thinking I could ever lose you. And hello, hallelujah. Oh. Hello, hallelujah. I know you've had some friends that come and go. I guess you've seen it all before. I sure didn't mean to be one more. And after all this time, you never left. So I'm holding nothing back, and I'm praising you. about thinking I could ever lose you. And hello, hallelujah. Hello, hallelujah. I am an instrument of exaltation, and I was born to lift your name above all names. You hear the melody of all creation, but there's a song of praise that only I can bring. And who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? There is no one, only you, Jesus. Who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? There is no one, only you, Jesus. You are the infinite God of the ages. Yet you chose to make my heart your dwelling place. You healed my brokenness and showed me your glory. So I have songs of thanks not even angels sing. And who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? There is no is worthy. Who else is worthy? There is no one, only you, Jesus. And who else is worthy? Who else is worthy? There Father's love, Jesus Christ, be lifted up. Holy, holy Lamb of God, anointed one, who was and is to come, seated on the throne above. Holy, holy, righteous one, who shed his blood, you prove to us the Father's love. Jesus Christ.
In Mark 1:15 it says, "The time promised by God has come at last," he announced. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sin and believe the good news." You know, guys, as time goes on, we are never promised tomorrow. And that's why, you know, I would ask you to take a look at your life. Because the kingdom of God is near. Have you repented of your sin? Have you believed the good news? Will you believe that Jesus laid his life upon the cross, pouring out his blood for the forgiveness of sin? That he rose again and was seen by hundreds and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Will you place your faith alone in Jesus Christ? Will you allow your heart and your life to be changed by the Holy Spirit? And go and proclaim Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of your life, now and forevermore? I hope that you can say yes to that. John 5:24 says, "I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sin, but they have already passed from death into life." You see, when we have that walk with Christ Jesus, to believe is to place our faith alone in Christ Jesus. To believe is to understand and know that Jesus paid the price for your sin and my sin, that he rose from the grave conquering sin and death, and we now can have new life in him because he is alive. In John 7:38 it says, "Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart." You see, when we are born in the Spirit of God, we have the living water within us. It's a spring that we can draw from at any time to be strengthened, to be nourished, so we can share the message and hope of Jesus, to go and make disciples. Because you see, that's what he calls us to do. My prayer is that you are living for him, that you put him first in your life, and that he is receiving glory and honor by the way you live your life. It's about believing in him, placing your faith alone in Christ Jesus. It leads us in our next song. It's by Jonathan David Helser. It's a song called "I Believe."
I believe in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. I believe in the power of a gospel. Still makes the broken whole. I believe that the curse of sin was broken when they rolled away that stone. I believe, I believe, I believe. As I bow before you, Lord, I will rise in confidence. I will see your goodness, Lord, in the land I'm living in. Thank you.
When we are born in the Spirit of God, we have a Savior we can lean on, one who will never leave us nor abandon us. You see, He did tell us, though, that we would have trial and sorrow in this life. But we can have peace through all that because, well, He has overcome the world, just as John 16:33 tells us. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart. Because I have overcome the world. So we need to remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:10. It says, that's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the trials, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You see, we understand that when we surrender all to Him, we are giving all control to Him. Because we understand that we can only experience His strength when we humbly bow ourselves before Him, allowing the Holy Spirit to empower us so that He is glorified, that He is honored with our lives. Psalms 9:9 says, the Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. You see, guys, there is only one whom we can lean on. He is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one true living God. My prayer today is that you're having that walk with Him today, that you have the one whom you can lean on through every trial of life, through every high of life, because He is Lord and Savior of your life. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Stephen McWhirter, and it's a song called Leaning On.
Spent so much time down on my knees, trying to find the answers, some sweet relief. You hear all my prayers, even when I can't speak.
behind. The freedom's one thing I could never find. I said a prayer from the banks of a river. God met me there, showing me something better. Joy I found. He raised me up and I ain't coming down. He washed me clean and now there ain't no doubt. He turned it all around. My life was changed when I stepped into the water. Ain't seen my chains since I gave them to the Father. God met me there, showing me something better.
Yeah.
little bit of Caleb and John there for you. A song called Finished, reminding us that he's not finished with us yet. Right now, we got one by for King and Country. A song called World on Fire.
And mama, you be proud, cause I finally found the truth. And it seems like all your prayers, yeah, they finally got through. I've been caught up in my head, trying to fight that deja vu. Thought that I was at the end, but now I'm living on the moon. I know this heart got power.
Jesus, to walk with me. walk with me.
One by Ben Fuller, a song called Walk With Me, an invitation to our Lord and Savior to walk with us. You know, sometimes we can get caught up in our busyness, but we are to walk through this life with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And sometimes that would be an invitation from us to come and walk with us so that we can talk, so that we can have a real relationship. Right now we got one by Emerson Day. It's a song called This House Won't Fall. Only the house that's built on Christ Jesus will not fall.
Once told how the time you've been building up my testimony, adding brick and mortar to my faith. So when the wind and rain come raging, pouring, beating up on me, I got something that won't break. This house got good bones, a foundation it's just in God, his word, the cornerstone. This house got good. upon. It's standing on the rock. It's trusting God. His word is the
A little bit of Shane and Shane. A song called Creed. In Romans 3, 23 through 26, it says, "For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. For he was looking ahead and including them in what he would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just, and he makes sinners right in his sight when they believe in Jesus." You see, because of the Father's love, we have received a grace through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He became sin who knew no sin by taking our sin to the cross. You see, 1 Peter says he personally carried our sin to the cross. He laid his life on the cross and poured out his blood for that one-time sacrifice. It's the blood of Jesus poured out so my sin and your sin would be pardoned. You see, that sin is paid for with the blood of the Lamb. You see, guys, we all fall short of God's glorious standards, his grace. It's because, well, none of us are good. But God in his goodness made a way for us to be cleansed and made whole through his only Son, Christ Jesus. If we have believed by placing our faith in Christ Jesus, if we have received the Spirit of God because we have surrendered all to him and now proclaim Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of our life now and forevermore, we see we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You see, it's the blood of Jesus Christ poured out for the forgiveness of sin. And when we receive that forgiveness, when we acknowledge that Jesus paid the price for us, placing our faith alone in him, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. What an awesome God that we have, that he would come and take our place, our shame upon the cross, so that we could have new life in him, so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's by the Worship Incentive. And it's a song called Redeemed by the Blood of the Lamb. My prayer today is that you are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. There is only one true God, one living Savior. Place your faith alone in him. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
All the pains of life have and forever worship Christ. I'll forever worship Christ.
Because we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You see, guys, we are to live a life of thankfulness to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To be thankful for the salvation that comes from God the Father through Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us to be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us who belong to Christ Jesus. And in Ephesians 5:20 it says, and give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, we are to give thanks in everything, in all circumstances, to God the Father in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our thankfulness to our Lord and Savior continues to become greater as we continue to build our lives on Him. As our walk grows, as our relationship grows with Him, well, you see, I don't know how you couldn't be more thankful each and every day that you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Colossians 2:7 says, let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. You see, as we allow our relationship to grow and we let our lives be built on Him, it's then that our faith will grow stronger. And the truth that we were taught that comes from God's Word, it's then that you will overflow with thankfulness because of your closeness with God the Father through Christ Jesus. Psalms 50:14 says, make thankfulness your sacrifice to God and keep the vows you made to the Most High. He is the one that gave you new life through Christ Jesus. Make thankfulness be your sacrifice to God. As we go to Him in prayer, when we talk to Him each day, it's about being thankful to Him. Not for all the things that He gives. Yes, that is blessing upon blessing. But for true salvation that comes in Him, being made whole and made new in Jesus' name. Thankful that we will be with Him one day, for all eternity. Thankful that He protects us until we meet Him face to face. Hebrews 12:28 says, since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping Him with holy fear and awe. You see, His promise still stands today, and one day we will be with Him for all eternity. Remember, because we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and worship Him with holy fear and awe. See, that doesn't mean that we are to tremble before Him, but holy fear and awe is to humbly bow before Him, to live a life of obedience, to humble ourselves before Him because He is holy and He is just, to stand in awe of him. It's all about our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Made it possible. He made it possible so that we can be with the Father for all eternity. My prayer today is that you are living that life with him, that he is first in your life, and that you are thanking him for all things. It leads us in our last song for the day. It's by Katie Nicole, and it's a song called Jesus, Thank You.
Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for all the things you do. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, I
thank him each and every day, for he is good. He is the one who freely gives salvation. He is the one who saves by his grace. Live that life of worship to him, that life of obedience to him, in thanksgiving to who he is, for he is holy. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Gotto, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning, right here on Living Thunder.